This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Miami's own online liquor store, Liquor Split. Download, then tap that app.
Oh, yeah.
And get your favorite liquor delivered to you for just $2.99. No risk, no drinking and driving. Tap that app with Liquor Split.
What are you waiting for?
Oh, yeah. All right. So tonight we got the Celtics favored by 1.5 on the road here in Miami. The over and under is 204. Celtics are minus 125. Heat are plus 105. I'm really nervous with the Butler injury. How injured is he? The good thing about Jimmy is that he is one crazy sumbitch, and he's a guy that maybe could, you know, try to get overcome the pain and produce. I think this is a must-win game for them. I don't think they have the luxury of letting this game go and then all the pressure's on them now to win the next two games. I think they're well aware of it, and I think you're going to get a desperate Heat team tonight to play some great defense, and they're going to have to control that offense. They're going to have to find a way to slow those Celtics down, and they're going to have to play as much as they can their defensive players. Guys like Duncan Robinson don't do anything for you in a game like this. They just don't. You know, unless you can bring Duncan in the first couple minutes and he is unstoppable and hitting threes all over the place, then you can keep him on a roll. That's fine. But more often than not, I don't think this is a game for him. This is a game where you're going to need to play Caleb Martin more. All right. You're going to need to depend, I think, more on Gabe Vincent. All right. I think you need to depend more on Max Strus, on some of the younger guys to help you out. I think Lowry will be a really important cog tonight. It's important because not just because he runs the offense, I think he's going to need to hit some shots. I'm not telling you I need 20 from him, but you're going to need somewhere in the 12 to 16 area. He's going to need to hit some key shots. I would love to count on Bam. I don't know if you can, but I'm going to go Heat plus 1.5 here. I think they know they have to win tonight. They're too banged up to try to count on the next two. And you probably should have rested Jimmy and PJ. But because they're tough some bitches, I'm going to lean to the Heat on this one. And I'm going to take the 1.5. And I'm going to go with the Heat eking out a victory against the Celtics in our Liquor Split matchup of the night.